brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's hour number two on this Monday, the 12th day of July, 2010. And we are going to be going to your phone calls momentarily here. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to start going over a ton of economic news, police state news, land-grabbing news, but also a lot of great people are starting to counter all of this. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and speak to Joe in Texas. Joe, welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you, sir?
Good.
Alex, this is a gunsmith up in Hill, your fellow Hill countryman, that I wanted to, you know, the Bible says in two witnesses, confirmation, and because of you, I use a lot of discernment. My sister has bought some property up here in the Hill Country, lives in Beaumont. The reason I called, Alex, is she had a DirecTV installation installed, and the man who installed it had been back for 3 months from Iraq, had done 3 years, communication specialist. The man told me, we were talking, we were sharing war stories, and I was telling him about Central and South America, Manuel Noriega, all of that. He was telling me that that Iraq is under martial law, his words. He also said that two of his friends were in this stop-loss thing. They got back, and they turned around and sent them to Afghanistan. The man that spent 3 years with him in Iraq is now back and is in the National Guard Reserve. He called him. He quoted to me this 3 days ago. I'm sorry. It was on Thursday, Alex, last week, that his friend stated to him they are gearing up for martial law, and from Texas City to Florida, they already have the tents, confirming what you said about putting these tents in stadiums. His words, that they are talking about evacuation from the coastline 50 miles inland. They are geared up for it, his friend's words, and confirmed that. He also stated to me that, of course, you already know, Alex, from your investigative work, that all calls that are called from or to the United States is monitored. Anything said about the government, commanding officers, things of that nature, they are cut off from their family in phone conversation. But they do have the tents and trucks. His friend stated to him in the service, the man's name is Greg, I have his home phone number, really nice man, said that they do have tents in place to put in stadiums.
Well, by the way, it's not that I'm psychic. I've been to countless urban warfare drills. The guys were just in Chicago. In fact, Cole Dewin here, I forget the name of the stadium, but they use the big stadium as a drill to lock people down in it and put them in a camp. So people keep asking where the camps are. That's why the feds always push for bond proposals at the state and county and city level. The sports stadiums are the FEMA camps. The sports stadiums are the FEMA camps hidden in plain view. But what I'm going to do is, after I take this round of calls, come on in, dude. Dude, what sports stadium was that they had the civil unrest in Chicago?
Toyota Park. Yeah.
And we're also doing stuff at a giant Soldier Field.
Soldier Field.
Was another one, but Toyota Park was where we were at and filmed.
Yeah, thank you. And, I mean, they just admit this. So, I mean, I've been there, and I read all the press releases by the military. They train with foreign troops to take your families, take your kids. They put the women in one area, the men in another. They take your kids. The CPS has their way with them. The military just, and folks, and we're so trained to worship the military. The military, it's like Nazi Germany. The German soldiers, by and large, weren't bad, but their leader, Adolf Alois Hitler, was bad. I'm sure the Russian army wasn't bad, but Stalin was bad. And, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, a Russian soldier tries to take, I mean, you know, what else did he say? I mean, did he say his friend was concerned about this, Joe?
He said, Alex, that it's from Texas City, but Texas City to Florida, in all stadiums, local county stadiums.
Well, stay there, Joe. I'm going to come back to you because I want to break this down.
Oh. Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Joe in Texas, we're going back to him in a moment. Not yet. We're going to other calls. He called in and said that a man was installing a satellite system at their house. He'd been in Iraq 3 years. He talked to his buddy, who's in the National Guard, just rotated back from Iraq, and that they are preparing for martial law from Texas City, and they've been taking the cameras of reporters south of Houston, a PBS reporter last week, from Texas City all the way to the Keys, martial law. It's already martial law when they say it's a federal felony to videotape the police and military, and you have the general, the admiral, in charge of the Coast Guard saying that a week and a half ago. We read the quotes. We played the clips. That is martial law. They just don't tell you it's martial law. Martial law is rolling up to a checkpoint and Austin police taking blood without warrants. That's in the news today, and they say they're going to videotape while they take your blood. And that's a federal grant. Your police being under federal control is martial law. But it's a continuum. Martial law is a graph, okay? And that's that article I wrote with Ed Homan 12 years ago. Martial law is here, and it's a 3 on the Richter scale. But guys, Google that article, see if we can pull it up. It's in an old InfoWars format. Martial law, and it's a 3 on the Richter scale. And I show Army checkpoint, regular Army, in Belton. And then again, years later in 2000, I went up there and the troops came up and said, "You were here before. Get out of here." And then Marines came over and started trying to threaten us. I mean, they're training to take over, and they use PR things like, oh, bomb disposal training, oh, anti-drunk driving checkpoints, and then now, oh, we're here to fight terrorists. And so, yes, all over the country, they've got old military bases they refurbished that they admit in the National Centers Act they will use as FEMA camps. But the main thing that they have set up, the main thing that they've deployed is battle plans in every city and even small towns to use your soccer field, your football stadium, these Walmart distribution centers. I was told that many years before I then saw mainstream articles. You know, you get intel, you don't know if it's real, but you file it. And then you see an article, Walmart says during a flu outbreak, they've done a deal with Homeland Security to use distribution centers as places for people to be held. You just do this day after day. You get a very clear, crystal clear picture. But now I don't have to have a crystal clear picture for my own intel. It's all out in the open. Now let me say this. This is so important, and please listen to me carefully. Please. Remember in January of last year, we had the interview with the emergency manager from Indiana. It came out in several newspapers there that emergency managers in Illinois and Indiana didn't know why they were being told flu will be horrible this year. Millions will die. There will be martial law. This was in 2009. Now, this is 2+ months before, in the middle of April, the out of season, wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year flu showed up. And I'm going to connect this in a moment. In the wrong time of year, wrong hemisphere, everything, this novel flu with no genealogy, with no family tree, because, you know, flu has a genetic history, just shows up out of nowhere. The media admits that this was engineered, that this was manufactured somehow. Now, let's go back. I get intel out of Indiana. Then I get intel out of California. Then I get intel out of Arizona. Then I get intel out of New York. And that was the last key piece I got when I went red level on air and started saying emergency, emergency, emergency in January and February and March and then into April. So 3 months before. You remember every day I said red alert, flu is coming, flu is coming. We don't know if this is going to be a real flu. We don't know if it's going to be a binary weapon or a tracker simulant, because I'd seen documents about them having an H1N1 simulant, attenuated virus that they had, quote, released to track how flu would spread. We weren't sure, but we had all these key pieces, and we knew that all over the country, police were being trained for martial law. And for millions dead. I mean, they said, look for a million dead out of Chicago alone being buried over the border in that area of Indiana. And we had those interviews here on air with the emergency manager protecting his name. And then we had other reporters on from mainstream publications who had also confirmed the man's identity here on air. Because as journalists, we can't tell you a secret source's name. But if I can have a mainstream reporter on as well to confirm that they know who their name is, they've interviewed them as well, that's a double proof for you. But then we got the key piece of intel. We got the Bureau of Cemeteries. In fact, the headline from Aaron Dykes was, because he wrote a story about it, was mass grave preparation confirmed. And you guys did a great job pulling up the martial law. And it's number 3 on the Richter scale article. I try to pull up Aaron's headline. It was Infowars.com. I believe that one was by March. We had confirmed it. And it was mass grave plans confirmed. And because you can read with phone numbers and names, you can call them, a Bureau of Cemeteries, Department of Cemeteries plan in New York State for millions of dead. They were going to all the main cemeteries and saying, can you bury 100,000 here from flu? Can you bury a 500,000 from flu here? There it is. Plans for mass graves confirmed. Government survey cemetery readiness for flu outbreak. And guys, scroll down and click on the actual documents for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a radio listener, you can just search engine that term. Division of Cemeteries. Okay, I was calling it Bureau, going from memory. State of New York Department of Division of Cemeteries. Okay, so that's preparing for mass flu outbreaks and mass death, okay? And then I off-air talked to sources in several other states confirming they'd received these letters in 2007, 8, and 9. But in 9, they told them, we are going to have this. This is going to happen. Flu will break out this year. Now, this is months before this novel flu out of left field just shows up and pops up, okay? Now, I said on air, I said, I don't know if this is going to be a real outbreak. I don't know how deadly it's going to be, but in the training they're doing with local police, they are having them harden their police stations, harden their sheriff's departments, harden their emergency management centers and fire departments for IED attacks and terror attacks. Now, why would small towns be needing to do this? Well, this is if society completely collapses, which the banks have done by design. 90% of people were self-sufficient in the Great Depression. At least 7 million starved to death conservatively in university studies over that decade. Now 90% are urban. Less than the 10% that are rural, around half of those are self-sufficient. So we had millions starving to death and dying and graves of wrath with 90% self-sufficient. Now with 90-plus percent that aren't self-sufficient, what's going to happen? You understand what's being set up here. Now, this is being looked at. This is a current battle plan they've got. But that doesn't mean this will be implemented. And I said they're using this flu as a martial law takeover screen, as a martial law template rationalization, a cover story, an excuse. I've learned how they operate. And then when the flu popped up, we said, we don't know if this is going to be deadly or not, but they went in and told doctors nationwide and state emergency managers that it was going to be all these hundreds of thousands dead and was going to be martial law to further hype the fear in April. But because we exposed the fact that it was a manufactured flu, because we pointed out that the people were not really getting sick and this was manufactured hype, because we pointed out the fact that most people dying had already had the regular seasonal flu shot and that that was what was killing them, because that information got out, they had to back off the program and didn't go ahead with it. Now, if you analyze this oil spill and the way they gave orders to the well operators that they knew would cause it to come in early and fail, and the way they blocked the response in the Gulf the last 83 days, now 84 days today, and the way they wouldn't let locals deal with it, and the way that they've been blocking any coverage of it, and now the intel is flooding in from Marines and Army people that indeed this is true and that martial law is being prepared in the Gulf states. And then that will be the perfect cover story with this hysteria, with this breakdown of society going into the November election for Obama to make everybody forget about government takeover of healthcare and forget about the Arizona situation and forget about everything that's happening. And so they can launch a war with Iran, so they could perhaps even suspend the election or use it as a smokescreen to divert people during the election if they use the electronic voting machines in nationwide that have been proven to be fraudulent. But if we get the word out about what's happening, there's a good chance they may back off because they're listening with the NSA. They're tracking what citizens are saying and doing. They know if the public's going to buy into something or not. So clearly, this is a staged event in the Gulf. Clearly, martial law is already in effect there. The Washington Post and others are talking about forced mass evacuations. Now, Joe, you got a minute and a half. We're going to come back with other calls. But finish up any other points that this source told you.
The only other thing they said, Alex, was like every one of these facilities and these stadiums would be, tents would be in there. They would have medical facilities inside, or medical tents inside the stadiums. And that what started the whole conversation was this veteran, fellow veteran, Alex, was he said that they've got martial law in Iraq. And he said, just like they're going to do here. And I said, well, what do you mean? And that's when he told me about his fellow Army buddy that he had talked to that stated this to them. And they are on standby right now. And that they would be having live ammunition on. And that's... What concerns me, Alex, is that it's I'm looking at this whole oil thing as a big front, just like you do. And I don't think you're a psychic, Alex, but I will say this, brother. You do have spiritual discernment, and I'm grateful for that, brother. And that's about really all the man had told me. But he lives in San Antonio, Texas. His name is Greg, and he did state this to me. And it has me concerned because I don't think it's over the oil spill, Alex.
Well, that's amazing
information. He told me to tell my sister she better go ahead and sell her house in Beaumont, Texas.
Amazing. Well, again, they may just be using this hype. Well, I'll explain when we come back. It's very sophisticated.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Now, just like they went all over the country telling police, harden your facilities, the American people are about to attack you during a flu collapse, in the months before they launched the fake flu attack out of Mexico last year, they may not declare martial law with the troops, or they may not actively implement it in a wider area. Right now, it's just on the coastline, and it is martial law. When they come up and tell you don't videotape police, don't videotape National Guard, don't videotape the relief effort. That is the First Amendment being suspended. That's the heart of martial law. They may just use all this fear in the Gulf to artificially drive down property values. They may use it as a pretext to have a military presence there. Or they may be going for martial law as the Gulf being the kickoff during a financial collapse and blame the financial collapse on the Gulf. It's certainly a contributing factor, but it's almost like just a complication infection from the main disease. Now, I'm going to talk to Redneck, Vic, JG, Angie, and David. But then when those calls are gone, because we got Peter Schiff coming up, we're almost out of time. As soon as these callers are gone, or as soon as I hang up on each caller, it's your chance, if you're in the military, but you do need to call from a payphone, or you need to call, or if you're out of the military and just got out, you can do it. Or you can call from Skype. I guess we should just get past the fear. I'm just saying that they are listening to everything that's admitted, and a lot of people are scared to call. I've been told that on the street by military. But are you being told you're preparing for martial law? We've gotten so much intel with the people's names and the rest of it, but they say we can't use their names. But I would specifically like to hear from you about if you're being trained for martial law in the Gulf. We know snipers. We know civil unrest. MPs are being sent to the Gulf. That's confirmed, but I'd like to get your calls on that. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So when I finish up with these five callers, we're going to leave the phones open for military only or police who've got any intel on this. They're keeping it highly compartmentalized, but this is important. And this may be the crisis that the Obama handlers are going to use because their entire agenda is collapsing. And so they may use a new war, martial law, you name it, stage terror attacks as a pretext to keep their agenda going. Let's talk to Redneck in Mississippi. Go ahead, Redneck.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Jones? How you doing this afternoon?
Good. Worldwide broadcast. What's on your mind?
Well, I tell you, I got a little solution that people can think into as far as how this economy is going in the down spiral here. Old technology called gasification. Have you ever heard about it or familiar with it?
Yes, but why don't you fill us in?
All right. Well, I know back in World War II, Europe was basically a wood gas-fired area of the world, you know, because of the oil shortages and whatnot. And basically, it's very simple. Is through pyrolysis, without actually burning the wood, you actually heat it up and draw off carbon monoxide, methane, hydrogens, stuff like that, and you can use that gas on internal combustion engines, heating boilers.
Well, sir, I mean, they can make fuel for cars out of coal. There's so many resources, it's ridiculous. But the Washington Post is talking about banning air conditioners. Here's the headline. In the heat wave, the case against air conditioning, this is the globalist seizing all forms of energy and making it illegal for you to be self-sufficient. This is siege. But I appreciate your call, Redneck. Yes, there are many ways for us to power our society, and all of it is being blocked right now by the globalists. This is a takeover. They are seizing the energy supplies, and they're going to use this oil spill to try to nationalize the oil companies. Vic in Ohio, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate your work. I have followed a lot of this for many years, since the 70s, but that's not the reason I called. I called to give you a very, very special alert. I'm a Christian, and very simply, I've received word in the spirit that there will be shortly an assassination attempt on your life. I was just simply calling to let you know. I saw it in the spirit, and I'm asking all our brothers and sisters out there to pray for you. It will occur just before the United States is totally locked down into martial law. And that's all I wanted to tell you. God bless you.
Well, I appreciate your call. You know, I don't, this morning I was exercising, and I just, you know, really realized the fact that the elite have come to the perspective and understanding that this radio show and our work is a major affront to their operations. And they've not wanted to kill me in the past because they don't want to underline my work. They don't want to highlight it. But they understand that I'm becoming more focused and that my analysis is really having a big effect, and that I think we're all entering a danger zone, so your prayers are needed. But whatever God's will is, that will be what happens.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Okay, I'm opening the phones up specifically for military people. And we'll do this throughout the next few days. Are you being trained and prepared for forced evacuations? They're not going to call it martial law. And anybody who's carried it out in Iraq or other areas knows what it is. It's just you have no rights. You're in a total police state. That's what martial law is. And the greatest extension of that is don't come outside your doors and the secret police going around and arresting people and putting bags over their heads. And whether it's England, Canada, or the United States, every time they have an urban warfare drill or a special event like G20, they actually have private security people in plain clothes in front of news cameras grabbing people, putting bags over their heads, and putting them in vehicles. And they're doing that just to acclimate you. Yeah, I've seen that on the news. What's the big deal? Private people putting bags over your heads. It's a psyop being done to condition you. All of this is acclimation. Let's move quickly through your calls, because as soon as I've gone through Jay, G, Angie, and David, in fact, we've got some lines open right now specifically for military or police that are being trained for forced evacuation. And again, that's starting to come out in the news. They may do this when the oil comes ashore. But the oil is going to come in waves, not all at once. It can be cleaned up if they let them clean it up. I don't think an evacuation is needed. Maybe a few miles inland, but you know they're going to use this crisis to the maximum effect. Well, let's go ahead and go to JG in California. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Alex. Some of my background has been in federal law enforcement. You know, Alex, and in years past, we never had heard any idea of this kind of treason, you know, being peddled amongst federal or military. And some of my colleagues years ago, you know, down on the border had gotten bits and pieces of sightings, you know, of foreign personnel down there, you know, Cubans and Chinese looking like military troops. But I just can't believe that you're saying already that the Marines, Alex, are the Marines in California arresting gun owners carrying it unloaded safely, which is legal in California, carrying in their trunks?
Yes, sir. We have confirmed nationwide that police, military, National Guard. I mean, I've got newscast from Fox in New York State where they are running cars through a X-ray machine going, oh, look, we got a rifle. We're going to make arrest. Absolutely. They are. I mean, you see it in the news all the time where somebody carries a deer rifle out of their car. The police get called and the police arrest them because they find 10 guns in their garage that are legal. I mean, this is going on constantly. I've got video of them arresting people for a pocket constitution.
I've heard you talk about these things, but, you know, the fact that, you know, like I myself, Alex, I call ahead, you know, to the state that I may travel through that I don't have a CCW and call ahead how to carry the weapon legally. And for the last 10 years, I've had no problem. But this lately, you know, like I'm near Vegas now. OK, have you heard anything, any problems in Nevada and Eastern California where citizens are carrying weapons? Are the Marines near Fort Irwin and 29 Palms doing this?
Yes.
They're arresting citizens.
Yeah, let me show you. In fact, guys, can I have a document cam shot, please? Yeah, let me just show you a State Highway Patrol press release. Even if you're listening on the radio, you can watch this at prisonplanet.tv. CHIP News. And then when you read the CHIP News, it says they're running DWI checkpoints, and they're armed, and they search the vehicles. And, yes, they are, in these reports, harassing gun owners. And if they decide that you've got a gun that they think might be illegal, they go ahead and just take you on into jail. So, yes, they are training also for gun confiscation. I mean, I had a colonel on last year in Arcadia, Iowa, where they were doing gun confiscation drills in the town. But the point is, just having Marines at checkpoints for DWIs against citizens, that is illegal. And then here is the news articles from Fox News and out of NBC LA, cops show Marines how to take on Taliban. But then when you read deeper into this, and we had reports of this confirmed 2 years ago, they're engaged in law enforcement action with the police. So they're openly merging them now, sir.
Yeah, well, those citizens that are carrying them legally, Alex, I don't see how they can take it upon themselves. I mean, I hear you talk about the cops in southern Texas, and, you know, I can understand that down there with those kind of cops. But the Northeast and you know, in the West Coast, I haven't ever heard of such tyranny and parasitic, you know, trampling on our rights.
Sir, did you hear about the woman, the housewife, no criminal record, and they reported she was Glenn Beck and Alex Jones listener? She got pulled over with a rifle in her trunk, and they went ahead and arrested her, and are investigating her for terrorism.
It wasn't loaded?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm believing all this, Alex, coming out of you and a couple other of my colleagues.
Sir, I remember Law Enforcement Technology Magazine 5 or 6 years ago said, officer, if you see someone with a Get Us Out of the UN sticker on their car, and you can go pull this up, I'm paraphrasing, but it said, go ahead and arrest them, and police chiefs, don't get mad at your officers. You need to go ahead and bring these people in and interrogate them because they might be terrorists. I mean, have you seen the MIAC and Homeland Security report where they tell the police the number one threat is returning veterans with guns?
I'm a veteran, Alex.
This is what they're being trained. Yes, it's illegal. Yes, it's unlawful. It's illegal to have troops at the Kentucky Derby arresting people. They're just acclimating everyone. I appreciate your call. I mean, it's illegal that they blocked food and water for 5 days, wouldn't let the National Guard bring the food into the Superdome. People sat up for 5 days begging for it through the barbed wire, but then they sent them into the dry areas, into wealthy homes, and took their guns. I mean, that really happened. This is what the military is training to do. This is what's happening. Let's go ahead and take another call. I appreciate your call. Angie in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, I live here in Brownsville.
Yes.
And I wanted to let you know a couple of things that went on during Hurricane Alec. The first thing was that there was a newscast report saying how, you know, how they're going to process people into the shelters. And I said, oh, my gosh, because I thought back to your commercial about the bracelets, and it popped up again right now. They were showing how they process people, how they give them the bracelets, and how they have to give them certain information. Then they give them these yellow bracelets that they can scan.
Yes, ma'am. And again, each time it gets more extreme. It's because they know it's hard to beat incrementalism. And they then put people in these camps, and you're not allowed to go out at night. And sometimes they'll break up families and bus different people to different areas. The CPS is there, you know, looking for bruises on your children to try to take them. This is what goes on. It's just incrementally they're ratcheting it up. Take the public schools. Warrantless checkpoints, ID cards, thumbprinting to get school lunches, to get library books, being trained to tattle on their parents. We're all being immersed in classical authoritarianism.
Yes, exactly. And down here, I mean, last night me and my husband were driving home, and it was just amazing. I have never seen that many state troopers and cops all over the expressway, all over the roads. It was just like, wow, what's going on? Is there anything special going on here?
They've tripled the number of police in the last 15 years, and they've basically federalized them. And it's we're in a lot of trouble. And I see reports every few days where they'll lay off half or more of sheriff's deputies or police. And then they're in the news saying, and the officers we've got are for revenue generation. We're not going to respond to most crime. You better buy a gun, which is actually an honest statement. But I mean, this country is going into a full collapse by design. And the feds are going to try to use the collapse for a total takeover. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Anonymous, who is U.S. military. Now, again, I'm only taking calls till we go to break and until Peter Schiff comes on in about 25 minutes. Specifically for military or police, they're not going to march in and say, we're getting ready for martial law. It's like, this is a security situation in the Gulf. We are preparing for mass evacuations. If the main oil comes ashore, most of it's offshore, 99%. They estimate of the 150 plus, and that number's 2 weeks old. God knows what it is. It's hundreds of millions of gallons. It's off-gassing benzene, other toxic chemicals, methane gas. You know, if this comes ashore, we may have a crisis, so we're gearing up for that. So, you know, prepare to have a lockdown situation. What is your intel on this? Let's talk to Anonymous, U.S. military. Give us your take.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to first say I'm at a little risk talking to you here, but first I just want to ask you something about have you heard of the society called the Oath Keepers?
Yes, of course we've heard about Oath Keepers. Yes, sir.
And do you believe that's a good organization and, like, constitutional soldiers willing to separate from tyrannical
commanders? Sir. We were the first major radio show to interview Oath Keepers. I've made a mini documentary about it, Stuart Rhodes. And their code of conduct is just simply the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, what you've sworn an oath to. So I think it's a good organization.
Okay. Well, that I'm currently trying to get into a membership with them.
Well, listen, most people aren't members. It's just a code for people to go look at. And so, again, that's a separate issue. But you're in the military. Do you have any information about martial law in the Gulf?
Not in the Gulf necessarily, but as I'm speaking, I know someone who is training right now, a friend of mine who's also in the military. And I have this website that you can go to, and they're openly training with police, and they have pictures and videos of firemen and police and National Guardsmen training together. Can you write it down? Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I mean, I've been to literally dozens of these events. I'm fully aware of that. But go ahead and give it to us.
Okay, it's mutc.in.ng.mil.
Say that a little bit slower.
Okay, mutc.in.ng.mil.
Well, the best thing for you to do, sir, is give me the headline on the first article. That's the best way to search, is not long URLs.
Okay. U.S. Army North announces field training exercise, Vibrant Response 10.2. That's
oh, absolutely. I'm aware of that. Yes, that's Brigade Homeland that they want to get up to 400,000 troop strength by 2011. It's reportedly over 100,000 domestic operatives right now, and that's just the public intel. We are the enemy. The American people are the enemy, so we're never given the full picture. Neither are the troops. But they say it's over 100,000 right now. Yes, sir, I'm aware. And there's photos on the on those sites of citizens with their hands behind their heads with troops aiming M16s at them.
Yes.
Yes, sir, I am aware of that. So what does your associate who's training in this tell you it's for?
Well, he's in a command position. I'm not going to reveal his name or rank.
Yeah, don't do that. Just give us the info.
Well, they're training it in a sense to just be able to disableize gun owners and people who are declared unlawful and are really not, in a sense.
Yeah, and by disable or neutralize, that means line you up against a wall and shoot you.
Yeah.
By the way, I have this on video. They wouldn't let me into a certain Marine Corps training drill in Urban Warrior. They kept keeping me away, but we were able to slip someone in as a, quote, tourist, because they were allowing citizens to have tours, and the Marines were practicing putting citizens on their knees and shooting them in the back of the head, and that's in Police State 2000. They said, hey, now you're going to get to see an execution, and the Marine says, don't tape this. And they practiced taking the people out of their apartment, setting them down on their knees and shooting them right in the back of the head. And so your friend says that he's part of this training.
As we speak right now, he's in Indiana training.
Oh, Indiana's the main epicenter. I tell you, we get so many intel hits on that that are confirmed. It is bad news because they think Illinois is going to flee. And the CFR said this, too, and they like to brag about what they're planning. They said Chicago's the next big main nuke target. So I don't know if the bankers want to nuke themselves, even with a small nuke in New York. But Chicago, let me tell you, that's in the cards. Anything else?
I just want to say that anyone listening, that the military people who you see running these checkpoints in California, they're just following orders. They're not necessarily think what they're doing is necessarily right. And if it's training, they don't understand that a lot of young privates don't understand the big picture of things that are going on and how this could change the way their neighbors and their everybody around them work.
Well, the point is that America's been overthrown by foreign banks. It wasn't the Russians. It wasn't the Chi-Coms, though the globalists used China to deindustrialize us. They're part of the globalist team. We've been overthrown, and now they're about to come take everything and shut our industry completely off to break us, to make us slaves. I mean, that's their own statements. The end of the industrialized society. We're going into bondage. Just like Israel, every time they became evil, you know, God sent them into bondage, foreign captivity. And this is what happens to every country. Rome became decadent and fell. Heaven help us. I appreciate your call. I remember talking to the Marine Corps commander. In fact, his name's in this CHIPS press release. It says the Base and Office of the California Highway Patrol, CHIP, in conjunction with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department and the USMC Military Police, will conduct a joint sobriety driver's checkpoint on Friday, December 12, 2008. This is just one of them, and it was just dozens of these. And I called and talked to the commander, the guy that was over this, and he knew exactly who I was. He was real arrogant. And he's like, we're stopping drugs. What's your problem with that? And I was like, well, why don't you just, I should have recorded it, but I said, well, why don't you just come on and tell us how this is good? I don't have time for this. I'm not coming on your show, and I know who you are. You know, you need to be pro-military. We're working hard. You know, and you know the Redcoats in 1775 acted the same way. You know, when the British citizens were saying, we're colonists, but we have the same rights. You're taking our freedoms. You're pushing us around. You're confiscating our guns. Shut up, you traitor. I'm just doing my job. All right, do we have any other military people that want to comment on this? 800-259-9231. What, John? I'm leaving the phones wide open. 1-800-259-9231. Are we men or are we mice? I mean, are we so afraid as military people? See, that's why they kind of admit the NSA is listening to everything now that we're being tracked. And they let the troops know everything you do, talking to your family, is being recorded. And then that gets NSA people used to just listening to people without warrants. You know, the same way they bathe the military in tyranny and the police in tyranny, they bathe us. They wash our minds. That's what brainwashing is. They wash out what was there, your old morals, and they give you new ones. But they can't stop us all. I mean, okay, can I have military that was involved in the gun confiscations in New Orleans 5 years ago? Can you call and say that was wrong? No, they're afraid to do that. I've talked to them on the street. All the time, I'll go see a movie once a month or be at the grocery store, and somebody will come over in uniform or come over, you know, who's got military tattoos, high and tight haircut, and they'll say, one time I had a colonel in a barbecue place. It happens all the time. Go, listen, we all know you're telling the truth, and we understand what's happening, and we're really concerned, but we can't talk. Everything's being surveilled. I mean, they know. This isn't Kansas anymore. Go rent the movie that's based on a true story, The Lives of Others, about the Stasi spying on East Germans. We're under many times that. This isn't freedom. And it has nothing to do with stopping Al-Qaeda bugaboos. Okay? Oh, man. I just wish this wasn't happening. And it is all over the news the last week that they are transferring state, federal, corporate pension funds to, quote, failed banks. They have already taken your pension funds. Okay, and you're just not getting the word yet. They are going to take all or part of everyone's pension funds, and they're going to devalue the dollar, and they're going to increase inflation. They want to bankrupt you. This is a military scientific takeover.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, this radio broadcast is funded by your support. How do you support us? Well, with the great videos, books, T-shirts, ball caps, bumper stickers, memory sticks. We have Infowar.com, Infowars.com, memory sticks, all available at Infowars.com. And, of course, our best seller right now is the Legalize Freedom T-shirt. It's an American flag with barbed wire across it, and it says Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com. Great way to start up conversations with people. And, of course, we also have the new film, The Secret of Oz, that exposes the banking system and has solutions. Because we can't just oppose this foreign offshore banking cartel. We've got to have solutions to counter that. And that is all covered in The Secret of Oz. Don't forget Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Anybody that needs to understand what's happening with the police state takeover needs to see this film. You'll have a master's degree in the New World Order takeover system, the FEMA camps, the executive orders, how they're going to use the sports stadiums, the clergy response teams, everything, the foreign troops, the snatch and grab squads. It's all covered in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I'll go ahead and open the phones up now for people who specifically have a question for Peter Schiff, who's coming up at the 8 after, the second segment the next hour for the balance of the hour. If you've got a question about the economy, about his Senate run, about where he stands on issues, that is coming up. 1-800-259-9231. We are simulcasting this syndicated radio broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. And when you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member for 15 cents a day, that also funds our operation. But more importantly, you can download any of the thousands and thousands of video cast archives, any of my 25 films or other films we've been authorized to post, like Camp FEMA and Don't Tread on Me, the Rise of the Republic. They're there. All of my films you can download, burn to disc, like Martial Law, 9-1-1, the Rise of FEMA, Terror Storm, the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, PrisonPlanet.tv. Takes about 30 seconds to sign up. Just create your name and passcode, and you can share that with up to six of your friends. Well, really more than that. You can log in under the same username and passcode simultaneously six different ways. And so you can also share your passcode with a few friends and family, but tell them not to share it too much, or then it'll lock you out sometimes when more people are actually online watching the films. But it's an army of resistance and information. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we couldn't have done any of this without all of you supporting us over the years. But the people are now ready to be awakened. Now is the time to get the word out. We're going to come back in the next little five-minute segment, cover a bunch of news I haven't really gotten to yet. Then we got Peter Schiff joining us in the hour after that today. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I wanted to tell you about some of the sponsors that made today's show possible. One of them is Ecola Blue, the atmospheric water generators. They've got the smaller units that do 7.5 gallons a day, and then it grabs humidity right out of the air and then runs it through 7 to 12 filters. They have larger units. It's very affordable, and it's the cleanest, best drinking water you can find out there, period, because it hadn't come out of the water table or out of a river or lake. It hadn't been fluoridated. It's just right out of the atmosphere. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. And last but not least, I'm going to tell you about Front Sight Firearms Training. It's not enough to simply own firearms. You need to be trained to levels that exceed law enforcement or even military training. It's award-winning. There's no drill instructor or tough guy attitude. It's Front Sight, like the front of your gun barrel, frontsight.com. And if you act fast on their firearms training course, you can get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Yes, folks, this is a real deal. Check out the offer at frontsight.com. That's frontsight.com. We'll be right back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.